you, Bill?
I'm just doing great, Mike.
Good, good.
And don't confuse just longevity with anything else important. It's just sticking around.
Okay, gotcha. I'm sure this is a very busy show for you, so thank you very much for taking time out to chat with us. And we got a few little topics here. Tell me about, you guys just did a regulatory burden study.
We did.
And tell me, can you briefly tell me about that?
Yeah. We hired Cornerstone Advisors.
It's oh, good
group. Really good folks, yeah. And they did an in-depth analysis, first of three credit unions where they actually went and visited them, and then with another 50 credit unions where they did a month-long data collection process. And it was sort of filling a void. Everyone knows the regulation costs, but people didn't know how much.
Mm-hmm.
And so they came up with an estimate of how much the entire role of regulation costs credit unions, and came up with an estimate that the total effect, and for 2004 when mm-hmm. they did this, was about $7.2 billion, that's with a B, across
Holy
the credit union system.
Yeah. Wow.
It was equivalent to about 3/4 of credit union earnings that year.
Good grief.
It's about 20% of operating expenses,
yeah.
So it's a huge number.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And so, I mean, and this kind of all, I don't want to say it stems from Dodd-Frank, but there's certainly an impact there.
Yeah.
How impactful has Dodd-Frank been on credit unions based on that, what you just said?
A couple things on that. First of all, we didn't do this to say that we're wasting $7.2 billion that we shouldn't have to spend.
Right.
We understand we're federally insured depository institutions, we're dealing in sensitive consumer issues, that there is an appropriate role for regulation. The question is as much as we have necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Of the $7.2 billion, about $2.5 billion of that is new since Dodd-Frank.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, we could say maybe a third to 40% of the regulatory impact is since Dodd-Frank. And we would suggest that for credit unions, at mm-hmm. least, the amount of regulation we were subject to 4 or 5 years ago mm-hmm. was plenty sufficient.
Yeah.
We didn't cause the financial crisis. We don't mistreat our members.
Mm-hmm.
And so at a minimum, that portion of the regulatory cost is member benefits that are not going to members and are being used to cover compliance costs mm-hmm. simply because of the post-Dodd-Frank issue.
Good. I mean, is this the new normal for us now with this? Or
yeah.
is there any way we can kind of stem the tide, so to speak, or
a couple things. We didn't do this just for fun. It cost a little money and a lot of time from the credit unions who participated.
Yeah.
We're going to use this here in Washington to get the message across that this regulation is not free and that it is imposing costs on consumers and that they should think twice about adding more regulation
mm-hmm.
and maybe start rolling back or minimizing or exempting credit unions from some of the existing rules.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. The second thing is that the folks at Cornerstone Advisors have picked up that when they were looking at the credit unions, some of them had higher expenses to deal with regulation than others.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to try to come up with some best practices sorts of ideas for credit unions to minimize the cost of existing rules and regulations.
Mm-hmm. Very nice,
yeah.
Very nice. Looks like there's some steps moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where do we go from here? I mean, you just kind of alluded to that. I mean, so things are being done. Where do we go from here, especially in an election year,
yeah.
which is so important?
Yeah, so we're not expecting much in the form of legislation this year,
okay.
although we are now setting the groundwork for legislation in the next Congress starting in 2017.
Okay, great.
Where we'll have a new Congress, a new administration,
mm-hmm,
and they might
mm-hmm.
be willing to do something. But a lot of stuff's going to happen this year in terms of regulation. And so, you know, one of the big things, even if Congress can't legislate changes in regulation, if we can get Congress to lean on the CFPB to remind them that they have the authority to exempt credit unions
yeah.
from some of these things,
yeah.
that might help. I also think that it's, you know, whereas this is no excuse for Congress, we did have a really severe financial crisis in 2008 and 2009,
mm-hmm.
and they reacted to that. That's where these rules came from.
Right.
They overreacted.
Yeah.
The good thing is that they've sort of figured that out, and they're kind of trying to back away a little bit from some of these rules.
Okay.
So we don't expect Congress to be imposing a bunch of new rules on us in
mm-hmm.
the next few years.
Mm-hmm.
They've sort of figured out they overdid it a few years ago.
Right.
The one bad thing we still have to face is that the regulators are not yet through implementing all the laws that Congress passed before. So there's a little bit more to come, but the worst of the tsunami of new regulation is behind us.
Nice to hear. All right, wrap-up question. What are your goals for this show? What are you talking to credit unions about and helping them out with?
Yeah, so first of all, this is my favorite week of the year.
It's a fun one.
Yeah, sometimes we on staff complain, oh no, we got to work so hard. It's actually great to have 5,000 people here in town who are into the same stuff we're into all the rest of the time. So, you know, one thing I would like the message to get across to folks is that we're doing this the other 51 weeks of the year, and we hope they do too. That advocacy is not just a one week a year thing, that there's so much that credit unions can do back in their local districts, and also there's this new thing called the internet. You can actually communicate pretty quickly with your members of Congress instantaneously wherever you are. Keep those cards and letters, those messages and social media things going. So it's to get credit unions excited about doing this. If more members of Congress would hear from more credit unions and their members, it's amazing what we're
And especially in an election year where there's turnover, you got to kind of reintroduce yourself to the new folks.
We're going to have to do a lot of educating of people. You know, one of the things that we're trying to, that Jim Nussel has brought to us, is to solve the problem of America's credit unions being America's best kept secret.
Exactly.
Credit unions are a fantastic deal for everyone, and we're actually doing dramatic things to increase the awareness of credit unions. We have to do that with the new elected representatives. We're going to have a whole new Congress next year, and not all of them will know what a credit union is.
Exactly.
And so, and this is not, we will work at it, but credit unions need to do their own to educate their new members of Congress and candidates right now about what credit unions
Indeed.
Are.
Great message to end on. Consistency is the key.
Yep.
All right, Bill.
Thanks,
Thank
Mike.
You so much for the time. As
sure.
always, enjoy the rest.